When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, I was in Orlando, Florida last week for my kids' volleyball tournament. And getting there, not cheap, right? Airfare, hotel, rental car, all the usual crap. But when I was there, everything was cheap. Gas, how much do you think it was a gallon, Ted?
$2.89.
$2.98 a gallon, right? And I even told one of the other parents there, I'm ready to fill my suitcases with gas and fly that ass back to Seattle because it's ridiculous here, right? An Uber, on average, $7. Did not matter where we went. Rainier Cherries. This is the one, all right? So Rainier Cherries, 3,000 miles away in Florida, $5 for 2 pounds. My wife pointed out that the week before that, those same Rainier Cherries, $15 for 2 pounds at Pike Place Market. I'll let you do the math on that. Now, among other things that seem surprisingly cheap, DoorDash, which we used extensively at the hotel to feed the team. Now, it turns out we were right. It was cheap, at least by Seattle standards. And on that note, DoorDash fees are set to go up this month in Seattle. And the new fees will give the Emerald City the highest DoorDash delivery prices in the entire country.
Woot, woot.
Yay, us. But let's face it, everything is expensive. The average cost of raising a kid, just under $31,000 a year. And a new study determined that the average cost of owning a dog or cat is at least $20,000, all the way up to $81,000 is what I saw. Now, in spite of all this nickel and diming that is the everyday life, we still spend plenty of cash on the habits and hobbies that we like. And we have a list of the habits and hobbies that people are most willing to spend their extra cash on. We'll share that with you in a second. But today, we're talking money. And our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com. All the shows away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,349. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing messed up stuff.
Yeah.
You bring us three stories every week. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. How are we looking now this time on Who Sucks Less?
We kind of go all over the place. We have, I don't know, little people that maybe use the police for the wrong reason. Maybe we have cops that make the wrong decision when they're in the right situation. And then just a new rule that you're going to hate if you have a subscription or membership to anything.
Okay. Is this worse than a gym? You don't know the hoops you need to jump through to cancel a membership at a gym.
Well, think about the hoops you have to jump through to cancel anything, right? I mean, yeah. It could be, I mean, Christ, any of your streaming services, all this. So there was a rule put in place to make it just as easy to cancel as it was to subscribe.
Oh.
And the court said, nah, we're going to keep it difficult.
Okay. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. Hey, if you can, do us a favor and throw us some cash for the kids as our 6th annual Kicks for Kids campaign is underway, helping the folks at Mary's Place. Now, just know this. The money raised will go directly to the kids at Mary's Place Shelters. Yes. Now, so far in 6 years, $200,000 you guys have raised. And as our big boss back there, Ryan Castle, always says, look, the goal is $20,000, but if we get more, we still give it to Mary's Place, and they use that money in other ways throughout the year.
Correct.
But if we get that $20,000, that'll give the kids the confidence they need to go into school with a brand new pair of shoes, and they get to pick those out, too. So that is the goal. Any dollar helps, and we are underway. So KISW.com is where you can donate.
I think the real thing here is that they get to pick out their own shoes, right? Because I remember when I was growing up, yes, you got some new clothes for school. I did not get to pick my shoes. It was a matter of what size do you wear, what is cheapest. That is what you're wearing to school.
School, new shoes were a weird deal because a couple of reasons. Number one, your dad's always going to do either a half size up or a full size up.
Correct.
So for the first 2 or 3 months,
you'll grow into
you're bozoing that thing. You know, your feet aren't even close to the top.
Flopping around.
You really are, man. If you run fast, you're going to fall.
But what killed me, it's like, even as a kid, I'm like, okay, Dad. And now keep in mind, it's back in the 70s, things were a lot cheaper. I'm like, all right, well, a new pair of shoes that I like are between like $35 and $40. Probably be the equivalent of $150 today. The shoes you bought, you got out of the wire basket next to the cash register at a grocery store.
And they were tied together. It was the same, bins where they put the plastic balls in.
I was going to say, they were under like 6 plastic balls.
Yeah,
these are the shoes we're getting, man.
I bought some at Kmart 1 year.
How did that go at school?
Did not go well.
How do you think I felt running around those Shaq shoes? That's exactly what this is all about.
You were an adult, made a choice.
Right. Those kids would not make that choice.
Yeah. So let's get them good shoes.
Yeah, man, no kidding. That was brutal. But you know what? At the time, that is actually what I could not afford, a $150 pair of basketball shoes.
That was his whole point.
Yeah,
you exactly. know, make them accessible to Miles.
Chuck's, Vans, and Nikes. Thank you, Shaq. I need to try one of your chicken sandwiches.
Better
kicks
than
for
shoes,
kicks for kids underway at KISW.com. We are talking money today, by the way.
Also, if I was to say for the record, yes. You were playing ball and. You're playing ball in an area where people are going to notice what your shoes are.
For sure.
That is correct. That is correct. DoorDash. When's the last time anyone ordered from DoorDash?
Okay, well, now this depends. We were, we're in Orlando, Florida last week. Volleyball tournament going on. We had 9 kids to feed. They're playing more of the evening session. So we recognize, like, getting dinners together for them is kind of a pain in the ass. Commandeered the hotel lobby. DoorDash all week. And it was great.
Awesome.
The one comment we kept making was, man, this just seems so cheap. Everything.
Yeah.
Seems so cheap. That was a comment I heard. And keep in mind, it's the exact same crap there that we have here, right? But, I mean, you're one-half the cost. Everything. Going to the airport, right? I don't know what it is from your place, but if I Uber or anything like that to the airport from my home, and it is not a great distance, you might get upwards of $75, $80, $100 because they know you're going to the airport. We're going to the airport in Orlando. $7.
And that's unbelievable.
It's like 20 minutes from my house to the airport now. It was about 20 minutes from our hotel to the airport there. So I'm just thinking, and this is Orlando, Disney, Universal. I thought we were going to get killed. We look down, I'm like, $7? God damn, buddy. Okay.
Oh, hey, look. I went to, did a little treat, went to Monterey not too long ago. And, you know, that's a very pristine, prime area. Now, if you own a home there, it's going to be ridiculous. You go to a restaurant, and you look at the prices, and you're like, oh, my God, this is cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, oh, well, look at you going to Monterey. And I'm like, do you know how much cheaper this is than where I live?
Yeah, I know.
Do you realize? The food's better, and it's cheaper. Like, what? How in the hell are the Pinco mussels that I just ate $5 cheaper than the ones where they came from?
That's the way with those cherries, man. My wife freaked out about the Rainier cherries.
Jesus, she's like, Christ.
I don't pay attention to price as much, but she was like, I got 2 pounds of Rainier cherries. I'm like, why are you angry? She's like, they were $5. Again, why are you angry? This is when we're in Florida, right? She found this little grocery store and a Rainier cherry, and it's all stamped and all this. And she's like, I bought them 2 weeks ago at Pike Place Market. They were $15, like 14 something. I'm like, what? I'm like, we're right next to the Rainier Valley. She's like, right. Now we're 3,000 miles away. It costs one-third the cost, which makes no sense.
It's also like, right, like when I was back east, right, I was drinking White Claws.
Yeah.
So my cousin's bar, they're like, we can't sell these. Like, because everybody drinks High Noons or these Sunsets.
Yeah.
I love High Noons, but technically because it's a liquor mixed with something, it's not a malted beverage.
Okay.
Like in our state, I was explaining, like, I love High Noons. I don't drink them as much because the bars have to charge so much for them.
Right.
Right. Yep. And when I was down there, I got a dozen oysters. How much do you think they cost? I'll tell you, $20. Where are they from? They are from here.
I know, man.
Do you know what they are here? They're at least 33. Almost even more than that, depending on where you go. So, you know, relatively speaking, I think everybody listening to this knows that we live
in a very expensive place.
When you go to the gas station and everything else. But that does not change the fact that people like to splurge. Now, when we do the end of the year show, end of year spectacular, where we play back all of our hits or whatever moments from the year, we normally try to get a little food in here. So I never order pizza. It's just one of those things I don't do because I like a large pizza. I live by myself, so there's no point in ordering a large pizza.
And they don't deliver slices.
And to me, small pizzas suck. I've gone through this argument before. It's too much crust, not enough sauce. I don't like the balance of it, right? So I need a large
pie. I like a medium pizza.
Well, small is the one that bothers me. Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So I ordered a pizza for us last year, at the end of the year. And I had done it a while. And I did it through DoorDash. It was $65.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was $65 for a one-topping large pizza.
It's ridiculous.
And I looked
down. The fees are unreal.
And I was like, oh, my.
It's like Ticketmaster on wheels.
Now, if I went there, what would it have been?
I mean, it depends on the place, but even just like Pizza Hut, right? Like Pizza Hut's still relatively compared. Yeah. Right. But, right, like where I live, I got to order it through one of the apps because Pizza Hut doesn't deliver.
Right.
And you're right. It adds like an extra 20-some dollars.
God. Okay. All right. Well, hold on. Let me see here. I'm just curious what that pizza costs because I know for a fact. Okay, it's not crazy. It's not that much. So it's really the delivery fee.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's what you're paying for.
All right. I mean, even if you order McDonald's, if you want a breakfast sandwich and it's $5.15, you haven't been to sleep. You order some of those breakfast sandwiches, then you get the fee on top. It's like Jesus, we should have just gone to sleep.
Well,
and it's McDonald's.
The worst thing happened to you, Ted. They put a spicy sauce on there now, and I know you don't like spicy. So starting this month, consumers in Seattle will face even more increases on DoorDash services for all deliveries due to the city's regulations that raise delivery and operating costs. Now, the pay-up law enacted January 2024 was supposed to ensure that minimum wage paid by gig work companies like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Instacart, and some restaurants and customers, they've said it backfired. So
like everyone said it would when they proposed it.
Yeah, 40-an-hour minimum wage before tips requirement. DoorDash then tacked on a $5 fee to all orders in August of 2024. Blah, blah, blah. All you need to know is this. We will have the highest DoorDash costs in the country. The result is a 35 rise in delivery delays for Seattle consumers. Wow, there's all kinds of real fun stuff in here.
Yeah, nothing was good.
No, exactly. But you know what? If you want to order food and you're in that state of mind and you know you shouldn't be driving or whatever the deal is, you're going to bite that bullet.
And but it sucks because and back in the day is maybe, 5 years ago? But if a place did deliver food, they didn't charge you extra. You tipped the driver, you were done.
Right.
Right. So your fee was whatever you tipped the driver. And now, I get DoorDash has to go through all these rules and all this, but I'm like, man, it's already super expensive here for everything. If you name it, it costs more here than damn near anywhere else in the lower 48 states.
Right. And look, I talk about it all the time, right? I think one of the nice things about being an American is the comfort sometimes. A Friday night, you could just order Chinese.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or Saturday night, right? Like, you don't have to be drinking or anything else. Maybe you're just sitting there and it's like, let's just order in Saturday night.
Yeah.
Then you look at those fees, and it's like, I'll just drive, honey.
Okay, let me ask you this. When's the last time you sat down to eat Chinese food at a restaurant? And I'm not talking about some weird little dish you got at Cheesecake Factory.
It's been a while. Like, it's been a while.
Chinese restaurant it's been a while. Where you sat down.
I normally do takeout either at Ballard and Mandarin. But if you want good Chinese food in a sit-down classic environment, if you don't go to the ID, because there's a couple great places
down
there.
Well, sure.
Go to Uptown China in Queen Anne, or Uptown. So that place is
I haven't sat down in one in forever.
But even if they have great food.
But Snappy Dragon's also up the street.
Snappy Dragon, fantastic food. I've sat in there once. That was probably 12 years ago when someone told me about it. Now that I live close to Snappy Dragon, I don't sit down. I'm like, I will order food, or we'll pick it up. But it's just weird to me. That's like the one food, for whatever reason, when I picture Chinese food, I am at home eating it.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I'll go out for bar food. I'll go out for steaks.
I'll go for pizza, for God's sakes.
But you always pick it up.
And I love Chinese food.
Same with Indian food.
Man, you're right. Yeah,
that place on Roosevelt is fantastic. But I never sat in there.
There's one by my house that I'm in probably once every couple months just because none of my friends like Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just
live in that world.
I walk in there by myself, just sit at the bar and order food.
Yeah, exactly.
So like Indian, I dine in.
Chef Lau up on Finney has great Chinese food as well. So here's the deal, because I want to tell you guys this. So tonight, I went to the grocery store this morning after going to the gym, and I got all the ingredients for chicken marsala.
All right.
So I'm going to make that tonight for the first time since my food poisoning incident.
Here we go.
No, I'm serious. I have not made it since then. And for good.
That's cool. I could use a day off tomorrow.
For good reason. No, I have eaten mushrooms. I have eaten chicken. I have just not made my chicken marsala because it takes a little bit of time. But I'm going to do it tonight.
Anyway.
What do you want to do tomorrow? You want to meet for drinks?
Yeah.
Ted and I are going day drinking.
Right. Okay. Now,
Mike, you in?
Yeah. I'll give you a brief summary of what happened. I make chicken Marcella. There is a mushroom in there. It's got a unique looking color to it. I don't really think much about it.
But you noticed
I'm pretty sure this was the culprit. Not 100% sure. Either way, I ate this mushroom with my chicken Marcella. About an hour goes by, I'm on the couch, I start getting the cold sweats, and I start getting the mouth sweats, and I start really clamming up, and I'm like, maybe I gotta go to the bathroom. So I get up and I go to the bathroom. Turns out that I pass out, and I break three or four ribs. I smash into the sink pedestal, the whole deal. I wake up, there are four firemen over top of me, blah, 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 blah.
Are your pants down?
They were at the time, yes. I did pull them up, and I'm pretty sure I wiped after that. This is the thing I can't remember.
Wait, did you wipe with them standing in the room?
I'm pretty sure I just left.
I mean, I get it's just a matter
of... Give me a second kind of thing, you know? I don't remember my wife trying to wake me up.
She didn't.
Or even touching me. Or even, like, I think she just stood there and called 911, like, is he breathing? He's on the floor.
How long do you think she waited to call?
Wouldn't you just slap someone in the face, like, hey, you okay, man? Hey, brother, you there? Yeah. Check my breath. Like,
not if I didn't like him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember her at all physically. Now, I might have just been out.
Sure. You might have just been out cold, too.
Right. And maybe she did try to help me. I have no idea. But I don't believe she did. Anyway, so I wake up with these four gigantic firemen. I mean, he's a whoa, 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 like a man of God. I'm looking up like, are these guys that tall? Anyway, they pick my ass up off the floor. They take me downstairs. And they throw me in an ambulance. All right. Well, the problem is now I'm in the ambulance, but I'm facing backward, and I cannot do that.
Right.
There's one thing. Even when I was a kid, and people were able to,
you could ride in the Brat.
Right. I could not ride in the back seat of a Brat or the back seat of a family station wagon, which all the cool kids sat in. I was like, oh, that's so cool. But because of just, I get sick. I get like seasick, like car sickness from that. So I can't do it. Anyway,
I rode backwards all the way from New York to Boston on the train.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't even do it on the train.
You couldn't do it on the train?
I can't do it on the train. I can't sit backwards on the train. That's why when we were in the bar car on the Amtrak, I had to face forward. So whatever this thing I've got is. But anyway, so they put me on the gurney. They're taking me to Ballard, which is a mile and a half away. And I told the guy, I said, hey, man, I think I'm going to throw up. Do you have a bag just in case? I don't want to throw up.
Oh, this bag is $800.
I don't want to throw up all the back of this ambulance. He's like, sure, man, are you okay? I was like, let me just get on my side a little bit. Because I think then I got on my side and went, ah! Because I didn't realize that I broke my ribs. But then I rolled over to my other side, and I'm sitting there, and I got the bag. And he's like, you okay, man? I was like, I'm okay, man. He goes, all right. He's like, we're not too far away. I was like, where are you taking me, Swedish? He goes, no, we're going to take you to Ballard, or whatever. Maybe it was Swedish in Ballard, whatever.
There's a Swedish in Ballard.
Yeah, I think that's what they took, whatever's on 17th. So they're taking me this thing, man. And the guy goes, okay, I just want to make sure you're okay. He's like, you think you're going to throw up? I'm like, ah, man, I'm not sure. He goes, just wanted you to know, man, I had a really good time at Red Festival. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Okay, thanks, man. That's very cool. So when that bill comes, that ambulance ride, because we're saying today, what did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? That ambulance ride was over $5,000 out of my pocket.
Right, no insurance to cover that.
No. Five grand.
Damn.
A mile and a half, dude. I'm just like, wow.
I know a guy that had a heart attack. He knew he was having one.
Wow.
He drove himself to the hospital.
People do. We were saying that earlier.
He was like, it's 2 miles. And I go, that's unreal. He goes, I just felt like I could do it.
If it's not life or death, you know, compound fracture.
Exactly.
Get an Uber. Seriously, I mean, just like, look, if you're not going to bleed out or not, death is not imminent, the ambulance ride ain't worth it. It's not.
What did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinky's Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
My question, what did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK. We did get an email here pertaining to the pizza discussion.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, a couple years ago, my brother-in-law eloped and told the family they're going to do a destination wedding later that year. Now, a few months later, he sends out a text message wedding invite to the destination.
Text message.
South Dakota. Mm. But nowhere exciting, no Mount Rushmore, Sturgis, or even near a major city in the middle of nowhere. So, since it is my husband's only sibling, we had to go. And the ceremony was fast, probably 20 minutes. followed by a tented reception with Domino's Pizza, which was still in the delivery box as our meal. Now, we shouldn't have been surprised since our wedding invite was a text. And all in all, my husband and I had 4 slices of pizza between the two of us.
All right.
We did the math and figured out the whole experience cost us over $900 a slice. Now we joke that it was the most expensive pizza we have ever had. Oh, and the cake was a Safeway donut. Can't believe that happened. That from the Zoo Sander.
Yeah, $900 a slice.
Well, at least they saved some money.
You did. And you got to go to South Dakota. Yay. As far as people, what they've spent money on, whether they wanted to or not, someone here says, my teeth. I've got $15,000 already invested. Probably have another $10,000 in my future. What is going on with your teeth that it costs that
expensive.
Much?
It's just expensive. Like if you even braces. Even something as basic as that. Or if you are getting crowns. Mm-hmm. Or you have to do any kind of grafting. Or whatever it is. I will say this. I think that that is worth it because it gives you a different sense of confidence. If your teeth, I know a lot of people who have.
It's one thing with braces. Braces, I feel like the dentist tells you, hey, your jaw's out of alignment or this kind of thing's going on, but you don't notice. There's other people where it's like, you know, your teeth are like individually, each one is jacked up.
Man. Right. I think that's weird, a sense of confidence. You've seen those people who never open their mouth during pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the fact that they don't feel confident. They don't want to be made fun of because of their teeth if they smile.
And also, they don't want. I told you, man, years ago, like 2 years ago, I was at Comic-Con with my daughter. And in this one, I am worn the F out. She's still got energy, so I just kind of plop down somewhere. A couple other people are sitting around. She's doing her thing for like an hour and just scrolling through her phone. There's this chick sitting maybe 15 feet away from me and stunning. I mean, just drop dead gorgeous. And when I look around, the other guys are kind of peeping her too. She's just that good looking. Turns out she's waiting on a friend. Her friend walks up to get her. I don't know what her friend says, but gorgeous girl smiles. And it's like someone took a black Sharpie to her teeth. And the whole thing just, it's like, oh my God. Yeah, it was rancid, man.
I know people that have gone to Mexico to get their teeth done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Save just money.
Cost efficiency. Yeah.
Look, the whole Ozempic thing going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you are a just a regular Joe and you want to take this, I think it's somewhere.
What if my name's Andy?
Well, between $800 and $1,000 a month.
It's expensive.
All right. But when you look at it and how long that lasts and the benefits that does to your health. If you are overweight to the point, think about your joints, think about your confidence as a person. You know, if you've always struggled with your weight, like think about someone like Oprah.
Yeah.
Now, Oprah was a spokesperson for Weight Watchers.
So I want to say a billionaire.
But she owned into it.
Yeah.
But she came out and said, nope, this works.
I'm doing Ozempic.
I'm doing Ozempic.
It's less work.
This is the thing. I don't have to be on a treadmill for an hour every day, all that crap. This works. So like that type of investment to me, if you wanted to make that, I have a family member that did lap band surgery.
Yeah.
Now that was incredibly expensive. Now she lost a ton of weight.
Has she stuck to the protocols?
She
after
has
the fact?
Absolutely okay. because it's a life and death thing. There's a real good chance you could really mess yourself up if you're not adherent to the rules.
I have a family member that did it too. The way she explained it to me is that first year is super important.
Yeah.
So it seems like if you get the surgery done and you can make it that first year, not drinking, not overeating, and just stick to the rules, then like she was like, it's so much easier now. I don't even think about it.
Sure.
Well, it's funny. Bring up the Ozempic thing. A friend of mine has done the Ozempic thing. She lost plenty of weight. And I asked her about the cost. And she goes, but here's the thing about it that most people don't bring up. Or maybe this is exclusive to her. But she goes, well, since I've been on this stuff, I'm also not hungry. Like, I don't feel.
Yeah.
I eat because I know
but
I need
eat,
to.
But you're going to eat healthier, too.
That was her point. She's like, the amount of money that I saved on the crap I was eating before, anyway, it kind of offset the cost. She's almost breaking even.
Yeah. Now, it's easier to throw money every month at a gym and not go. I mean, if you take because you know this is working. So it might even encourage you to go to the gym more. So anyway, 10 years later, you know, my family member, my sister, she needed to get excess skin removed.
Right.
From her body because she lost so much weight and she kept it off for so long. She just wanted the confidence to be able to go out and wear a tank top where it didn't look like, you know, she had grandma arms.
Yeah, it looked like you were wearing a squirrel suit.
Exactly. So that was expensive too. But all things considered, as far as her confidence level, to me, you know, if you, even if she does it on a loan, it's worth the expense just knowing that you feel better about yourself and you are healthier. So you've done the right thing. So those types of expenses to me, back to the teeth, back to all that stuff, is completely justified. I mean, if you can afford it, we can. Everything's expensive, but if that's what you want to spend your money on, that's what you've saved your money for. I think that's a great thing.
Well, it's funny you bring up Weight Watchers. You remember the eyebrow chick, Whoopi Goldberg? She used to also do.
She doesn't have eyebrows.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she's the first one that comes to mind.
Tall Gary Coleman,
right? Todd Bridges. Remember, she was a Weight Watchers spokesperson, too. But they ended up dropping her. Well, they gave her an option, okay? And I never thought about this, but there were two commercials she would show up on. One was Weight Watchers, and she talked about all the crap you do on Weight Watchers. And next commercial break, Whoopi's back, and talked about Entenmann's Cakes. Do you remember that?
No.
She was the spokesperson for, like, Entenmann's Dessert Cakes.
Which are delicious.
They are. And at the same time, mm-hmm. she was the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. So Entenmann's didn't have a problem with this, right? But Weight Watchers, after like 4 years, was kind of like, hey, it just occurred to us, like, these are two very opposite messages you're putting out there. You got to pick one. Whoopi's like, I'm taking Entenmann's, man. Sorry, man. Yep. I'm eating a dessert.
Our question, what did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I am in the process of buying a kid.
Buying a kid. So you finally answered my ad in Facebook.
Craigslist.
No, I've raised my kid for almost 10 years now, but we're finally going through legally adopting her. And that is not cheap. And you don't get credit for all the money you've spent on her in the last 10 years.
What are the costs associated? Because obviously they can't say, this kid is worth this much money. So what is the itemization of what you're paying for to adopt a kid?
It's just lawyer fees.
Okay.
Basically, because we had to track down the birth dad and get him to agree to it. So, and he's out of state, so we had to find him and do all that stuff. And
now, did you talk to that guy, or did the lawyer do that?
The lawyer. Well, we called him first just to like, all right, maybe he'll finally agree to do it. Because he hasn't been in her life for so long. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Just send me the paperwork.
Okay, now does this also involve a name change?
Yes, it involved, yes.
So that's going to be another fee, right?
Yep, that's part of what the lawyer did. We gave the lawyer the money for that. So he's taking care of it. Right now it's just lawyer fees. But we don't even have a court date yet.
And now, you don't get, like, and I don't want to say discount, that's not the right word, but you've been doing this for 10 years with the same kid, right?
Yes.
And so when it comes to the process of adopting them, are you put through the same scrutiny as someone who basically shows up at a hospital and says, I'm going to adopt this infant from the drug-addicted mother? I mean, is it the exact same process, or is a lot of that, they can make the assumption maybe you know what you're doing?
No, it's the same process. Like, we have to have somebody come out and do a home check to make sure that she's living in a proper home. And,
right.
Like, they're doing a background check.
So they don't care until you say you want to. So for 10 years, she could have been living in a cesspool. But once you say, you know what, man, I actually want to make this official. Now it matters.
That's why the Department of Health and Human Services exists.
Yeah.
So they can go check on people. It's the same, right? Man, you go try to adopt a dog or a cat.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost going to run, not the same, obviously, but they're going to run you through. They're going to make sure that you you got your crap together. So, now, you were not, I'm assuming you were not able to put her on your medical during that time because she's not related, right?
Well, no, she's been my stepdaughter, so yeah, she can be on my medical insurance, yeah.
Okay, she was. Okay, I was trying to think. So the benefit for her is just the fact that it's now legal and you as a guardian have complete say in her life while she's a juvenile.
Well, yes, yes. She asked for it. She's wanted it. But also, because he's out of state, we can't travel, even with her mother. We can't travel to Canada. We can't go out of the country on any vacation unless he signs a letter for it.
Right, so, right.
It's an inconvenience thing, really.
So are you basically just a stepdad, and this is your wife's ex-husband or ex-boyfriend?
Ex-husband, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And so how much longer do you, as far as you can tell, will it take before this process is done?
Well, we started back in March, and we just got the final paperwork sent off. So the person that's going to come check our house, we're waiting for them to contact us. Don't know how long after she contacts us, she'll actually come out and do it. And then after she does that, we'll get our court date. So we're hoping by the end of the year.
How old is the kid now?
13.
I mean, have you even given thought to, and maybe this sounds horrible, I don't know, but, like, you go through this process, they charge all this money. 5 years from now, they're now a legal adult, right? You have not adopted them. You didn't go through it. The kid costs exactly the same because kids cost money, right? But going through all the legal stuff when they're 18, if she declared, I mean, because I guess you can't technically adopt when they're 18, but if she said, I want to change my name,
she
to
would
this
say,
family
I do
name,
declare that I want to.
I do declare this is now my last name, like. I know it sounds crazy, but, like, is that a cheaper alternative, being that you're going to be raising her one way or another?
Well, no, we thought about that, too, and we found out that if the birth father wouldn't have agreed to it initially, there was basically nothing we could do, and we were going to have to wait until she turned 18 to do that.
Okay. But
since he said, sure, the main benefit for him was he won't have to pay child support. Not that he was doing that anyways, but...
Correct.
But
now,
they garnished his paycheck, and now they won't do that.
So does that mean that he escapes being in the rears? Is that part of the agreement? In other words, whatever he owes us is wiped clean.
No, the way Washington works, he still owes the back child support.
Right. He does. So he, no matter what, he can't get out of that.
Yep. No, he can never get out of that. But like I said, I mean, he gets out of it by being paid under the table.
Okay,
I got you. By the way, a text just came in, and it says, it took about 2 years and $25,000 to adopt my daughter from China. Now, I just want to point out, it's because of the tariffs. Okay, it would only been 15 grand, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, really jacked that up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right, one more question for you. For me, what did you guys have something planned when this all goes down? Like, are you going to Disneyland, or you got
Canada?
Throw a little party? What's the big celebration at the end of all this?
Yeah, I know. We're just going to have a big get-together at the house with everybody, and then we're already planning a trip to Disneyland in September, so probably won't coincide with that.
What do you think is going to cost more, the adoption process or taking her ass to Disneyland?
Well, Disneyland for sure, I'm going to go down and check out the Rams Stadium while I'm down there, so
yes.
Check out some stadiums.
What do you call that party? There's a gender reveal party. There's birthday parties. There's what is the name for that?
You know, I don't know, but I told my sister-in-law, I was like, I want you to make me a cake that says it's a girl.
So, that's cool. And I was going to say, where do you get a card for that deal?
Call it something. Just make sure it ends with Palooza. It just sounds more festive that way. Yeah. All right.
Adopt a Palooza.
Or a Hootenanny.
By the way, before we let you go, another text came in and says, to comment on the adoption topic, you can be adopted as an adult. My stepdad adopted me when I was 24.
There you go.
Damn.
Oh, there you go.
That's awesome.
Can you sneak attack adopt someone? Right, so think about this, okay? I'm sitting at the bar.
Sounds like a kidnapper.
I just found out that I adopted Ted.
I talked to some guys 40 years old.
I need some money, Dad.
We see each other at the bar all the time. And then he gets like a certified letter like, hey, you know that brother's been talking to you at the bar. He goes, yeah. You're legally a son.
He just adopted you.
He sure did. You're an adult. He adopted you.
What did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.
You can imagine. I adopted you. I thought it'd be funny.
A curfew. I'm 44.
Yeah, like, come on, Dad.
Right. I'm not going to be home tonight.
You have to clean your plate.
Yes, God.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm not eating this broccoli.
I don't like mushrooms.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, the missus and I are building a house, and, like, we're building it ourselves. And we put a metal roof on it, and then I kind of designed, a stainless steel cable that runs the entire ridge of the roof. That you can clip onto and be safe with, because your metal roof is slicker than snot, whether it's dry or wet. And that system costs $4,000.
Just to make sure that you don't fall off the roof.
Me and, anybody else who's up there.
So you basically have to harness in.
Yeah, you have to harness in, but then this way, you know, typically you'll have just like a couple of D-rings up there that you can get a few of those for.
Well, that's why I go up.
I'm wearing one now.
Hey, I'll get up on your roof right now.
Yeah. But then you got to, you know, disconnect from one to make it to the other. And, you know, there's a pendulum effect. So this way you clip onto that cable, and then you can walk the entire gutter line, and then your hook just slides along that cable, so you're secured no matter where you're at on the roof, and you just have to clip on once, and you're one and done.
Would it have been cheaper just putting on a different roof material?
Cheaper? You haven't met me, have you, Thoreau?
No. Well, probably not.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because of the runoff and the speed, did you have to get those fat-ass gutters? I had them in Maryland because of the rain there.
Actually, I did. I did get extra wide gutters. They're 6-inch gutters, only just because we have a lot of overlooming trees. And basically, yep. I wanted like big pine cones to just be able to flush right through and not have any issues.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you put that cable in, so you can get up there with a leaf blower and just get it done.
The main reason is I'm a big fan of child slave labor, and I've got a 5-month-old now, and when she's 8 months old, I'm going to strap a backpack blower to her, and then she can blow off the gutters. And I want the missus to know that she's safe.
Yep, start them early, man. Yep. Start them early.
Dad of the year right there.
Yeah. 8 months old with a leaf blower.
What did you spend a lot of money on, whether you wanted to or not? 206-803-ROCK.